This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, can I bring some? Yeah. Bring some Hey Man down to the Gulch. There it is.
BYOB to go hang out with Duke Sobel down there in the Gulch. And look, I mean, I would be BYOB anyway because, I mean, it's going to be a tailgate. It's going to be a lot of fun. It could be a good idea to take some Heineken 0.0 down there as well. Great Taste Zero Alcohol, because that's who sponsored the segment with Jason Longshore.
Yes.
Who's in studio with us right now. How are you, Jason?
I am good. How about you guys?
We're doing pretty well. We're just kind of sitting here talking in the break about Breck Shea and what a bummer it was to see him go down and then find out what actually it was, and he's going to be out for a while. I mean, I know this has a lot of ramifications to the team in general, but just in terms of Breck Shea himself, it's just sad to see a guy get hurt.
Yeah, it's sad to see a guy like Breck, who I think is kind of remaking his career into being a defender. And it's been a work in progress. And I think he's had a solid season. I don't think he was brought here to be a starter. And I think that's one misconception that's been out there, is that George Bello was going to be the starter with this team at left back. He started game one in Costa Rica. You don't start a 17-year-old on the road in Costa Rica unless you have high hopes for that kid. He's been injured the whole season. Breck's played a little bit more than he expected. He hasn't been bad. Has he been outstanding best left back in the league? No, he hasn't been that either. But he's been a valuable piece, and he's kept this team afloat with a ton of injuries on the left side. And now you're down number one on the depth charts down, number two on the depth charts down. Mikey Ambrose is dealing with a hamstring injury. That's number three. It's kind of bleak at outside back right now.
All right, then. I've got it right here on my paper, Jason. What the hell they going to do?
That's what you wrote down?
Yes. I need a chalkboard. I need all kinds of things to try to figure this out, because you could go a bunch of different directions tonight. And you're going to have to get creative, I think, no matter which way you go formation-wise. For me, it's all about the individual matchups. Formation is going to be thrown out the window tonight in a lot of ways.
Right.
It is about dealing with Albert Ellis, who's one of the fastest, strongest players in this league on the right wing for Houston, dealing with Mauro Manotas, who's one of the better strikers in the league, Romel Kyoto, who's very unpredictable, good speed, but he's just up and down, very inconsistent on the left side, and then Tomas Martinez, a very technical central midfielder who can shoot from distance behind Manotas. So that's their attacking diamond. You've got to match up, and you've got to have 1v1 battles with all four of those guys, and you've got to win three of the four. Who's going to be the one to deal with Ellis is the biggest question. Because he's the toughest matchup.
Because he's on that left side right there.
He's on their right.
Okay.
Which is where the problems are.
Yeah, and he'd be a tough matchup for George Bello. He'd be a tough matchup for Breck Shea. He'd be a tough matchup for anybody. But when you're going to number four on the depth chart or having to make something up, it's difficult.
How big does Miles Robinson have to be tonight then?
He's going to have to shut down Manotas. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be his matchup in that battle. And you want somebody free as well. So you don't want just 4-on-4 in the back. You want a fifth guy in the back to be free to clean up any messes that happen. Probably going to be Gonzalez Pires tonight. But you've got to deal with the other side too, because Kyoto is not an easy matchup, and Franco Escobar is suspended on yellow cards.
Okay. So that's where we're starting. All right.
Yeah, that's where we're at today.
And that's where we're at.
It's not an easy one.
But again, with all of that said, obviously whoever plays in the back line tonight hopefully plays well and does a good job defensively. But doesn't it feel like a game where you want to try to score a whole bunch and maybe get into a shootout and see if you can't beat them in a firefight?
That's what it's feeling like. It's you've got to deal with those matchups. So that's their four attacking players you got to worry about. And you need one more free. So that's five. That's five guys you've got locked up. Now, what are you doing with your other five against the rest of their team? How are you going to match up? That's where you need to exploit situations. Out wide, Houston's not that great. So you've got to get outside and run at their outside backs. Their center backs have had issues. Joseph can get some goals tonight. He can definitely get some service tonight. You've got to control the middle better than you have in recent games. That's been the part that's been the most disappointing for me, and especially in Seattle, where Svensson, Roldan, and Ladero dominated that match. And you had Rometty and Nagby and Gressel centrally, and it just it didn't work that well. You've got to dominate the middle of the field to open up those flanks, create the 1v1s, and get Joseph service.
What do we know about this guy, Mo Adams?
I like Mo Adams. He's a player that Chicago – I think Chicago's got a bad track record now of giving up too fast on young players. And this is another one where comes in. He's a Generation Adidas player, so it's very cap-friendly when you look at the salary cap. He played with Miles Robinson at Syracuse. Very close to signing a pro deal in England before he came to Syracuse, had an injury, lost the opportunity to get the pro deal, came here to kind of rebuild his career and kickstart it. He's a scrappy central midfielder. He's a very defensive central midfielder, and we don't really have one of those. Nagby, Heineman, Rometty, all kind of two-way midfielders. Mo Adams is going to sit in front of the back four and get into a tackle and be a little bit of an enforcer and be a little nasty. Distribution, you're going to have to figure out how you manage that because that's not his strong suit. But he gives you a different type of option. And Frank DeBoer also thinks he might be able to help out wide as an outside back.
Do you think that?
I haven't seen it, but he's got the skill set that, yeah, he's not going to be Franco Escobar getting up and down and contributing to the attack, but can he win 1v1s out wide? Yeah, defensively he can.
Jason Longshore joining us in studio, getting ready for Atlanta United versus Houston Dynamo tonight. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Going to be a whiteout. Jason's wearing white.
Yeah.
Jason's got his white shirt on right now. Julian Gressel had some comments. I think it was either yesterday or Monday. I don't remember. About the schedule and injuries. And it seems pretty fair to make that comparison. I think the same thing happened to Toronto. I think a similar thing has happened to Kansas City. Is what's happening to Atlanta right now, where because you won the championship, you're in CONCACAF. You have more games. You're doing well in U.S. Open Cup. You have more games. Obviously, the schedule is a little bit tighter this year in MLS. So, like, I know that those are all operated by different arms, but doesn't it seem like those arms need to sit down at the table together and try to figure out a way that's a little bit safer for players?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's been some blame on the Open Cup part of it, and that schedule's been consistent. So the change this year was MLS. MLS moved MLS Cup up by a month. So you compressed your season, same number of games, by a month.
Why'd they do that, by the way?
There's a couple reasons. World Cup 2022 in Qatar is going to be in that time frame, November, December.
Right.
So everybody's around the world is looking at complications with it. But for MLS, it's even more complicated because that's your championship.
Part of why you don't have a World Cup in a furnace, but that's all right.
Yes, there's that. There's a whole lot of reasons why that World Cup shouldn't be happening. Yeah, we're going to leave that one to the side.
That's another day, probably.
Yeah, that's for the post-show storylines. That's part of it, but also they wanted to avoid those international windows in October and November. So your season is going to end, you have an international break, and then you come back and play the playoffs before the next international break. You won't have that break in the middle of the playoffs we've seen the last 2 years. That part's fine. I'm good with that. But if you look at Mexico's playoff format, I think it could work because you get away from a single game playoff like you have now, where your whole season, 34 games, you slug it out, you go through all of this, and one game, you're done. One bad game, one early red card, one early handball, one bit of bad luck, season over. I'm not a big fan of that. I like the 180-minute, two-game situation. In Mexico, you play on a Wednesday, Saturday, or a Thursday, Sunday. You play a quarterfinal, you play a semifinal, you play a final. Everything's two legs. You do it within the gap between those two international windows. I think it's a better way to determine a champion.
Is there another player, because I'm curious about this back end thing, that you might think might drop a little bit more than they usually do today?
Yeah, and that's the question as you start figuring out, okay, what does your starting shape look like?
Right.
Because, I mean, again, I think the formation's going to be, you know, lower on the priority list today. It's more about those matchups, but you got to start somewhere. The left side's the one that is the trickiest. Darlington Nagby's a possibility over there. He's played a little bit out wide in his career in Portland, but not as a wing back per se. Deion Pereira's played as a wing back a little bit with Atlanta United 2 this season, so he's got a little experience there. You could get really creative and try to play essentially four center backs with Larenowitz and then your three with Robinson, Gonzalez, Perez, and Parkhurst, and play Robinson out wide on one to deal with maybe Ellis because he's the best physical matchup, even though he's not a natural left-sided player. And then, I don't know, then you're just stuck on the other side. That's the problem. You're going to have to give up something somewhere. And that's the tricky element tonight. And that's why when you talk about a shootout, might be the best approach.
Right. That's what I would do. Try to go out there and score as many goals as you possibly can.
You've got to find something defensively. And I keep, as I go through the different options and how it could play out, I kind of go back to a 3-4-3 that's not the 3-4-3 we saw earlier this season. It's a little bit more of a lopsided three central midfielders, but Nagby's on the left side. Mm. So he's the one who would have to drop and deal with Ellis, because somebody's going to have to do that. And you don't want to get stretched out too much. He's the one who could do it, I think, better than Justin Merrim and better than Deion Pereira.
It feels like it needs to be one of those Joseph Martinez games.
Yes.
And he kind of had a 15-minute stretch like that at the end, and unfortunately they gave the goal back and ended up drawing that match a couple weekends ago. But it feels like tonight needs to be one of those Joseph Martinez hat trick type games.
This feels like one of those games that is just blood and guts.
Yeah.
Like it's not about tactics per se.
Right.
It is about,
who more?
If just they score three, you got to find four somewhere.
Right.
Do more. You could say.
Put Kirby's quote up there.
There you go.
Pitty Martinez played, I thought, really well up in Seattle. The cross on the corner was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But I think he just looks like he's more aggressive, more in tune a little bit to the match, especially offensively.
Yeah, he looked a little angry. Looked a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Same way he looked in the
U.S. Open Cup.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he had been maybe
like, okay, Frank, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how he's been playing the last two matches.
Yeah, and I'm good with it. I thought he was excellent in Seattle. You still get the same conversations around not playing enough defense and stuff like that. And look, Pitty's never going to win a Defender of the Year award.
No.
It's not happening. But if he's giving you great play in the attacking end, you make that trade-off every day because he's able to do things that nobody else in this team can. There's a couple balls that he played in this game, 60 yards on a rope from one side of the field to the other to open it up. He put one on Joseph's foot at just a laser from the midfield stripe to the top of the 18. He's got things in his locker that no regular player does.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.